Vice President John Dramani Mahama has condemned what he describes as malicious rumors, concoctions and idle gossips that have characterized the media landscape. According to him, after 19 years of democracy, the media should exhibit signs of maturity and not make excuses for mediocrity. The Vice President was addressing the 16th Ghana Journalist Awards at the Banquet Hall of the State House in Accra. Kweku Owusu-Pipra, formerly of Joy FM, was crowned the Journalist of the Year. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
It was a night of good music, thought-provoking speeches and dance. In spite of the many challenges and lapses that accompany media practice in the country, there is a need to celebrate those who put in more effort to rise above the waters. The award ceremony was started in December 1985 and has survived till now. The Vice President John Mahama was worried about the bad language that has characterized the body politics, which is being engineered by some journalists. To him, the recent revelations by WikiLeaks has only provided an already polarized media more room to attack personalities. Vice President Mahama urged the media to strive towards qualitative journalism at all times.
A cursory look at our media would seem like we are a nation at war. Newspapers and radio stations are lined up in the political trenches with their political allies or paymasters, throwing printed and verbal grenades and taking pot shots at the enemy line, each side trying to outdo each other in inflicting maximum damage on the perceived enemy. The recent WikiLeaks cables have accentuated the media warfare. Nothing in this country matters anymore. While a lot of such journalism is down to political partisanship, a greater part of it is also down to the lack of training by a significant number of editors, presenters, etc., who happen to be the gatekeepers in the majority of the 150 radio stations we have across the country.
The Vice President also touched on recent publications about him in the media.
I'm reported to have either beaten or fought with the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, who happens to be my friend and was my colleague in Parliament. Even though the last time I fought was with our class 2 bullies in secondary school. I was also reported to have pulled out a gun on former President Rawlings in my office, even though I don't carry a gun or know how to use one, even if I was given one. One is often advised to ignore these as occupational hazards. But in a nation where the mantra is, there can be no smoke without fire, or that book no light, then the situation can be very worrisome. All this is accentuated by the high stakes in our electoral politics. The all-die-be-die syndrome and the lack of tolerance in our political discourse sadly reflects in our media.
Vice President Mahama reiterated the need to push for a national media fund to upgrade the skills and professional competence of the media, as well as government's commitment to resource the NMC and make it a more permanent commission. The president of the GGA, Ransford Tete, noted that public outcry against armed professionalism places a responsibility on the media to be committed to good practices. This, he said, is the only way to prove wrong Ghanaians who have expressed regret about the endorsement of freedom and independence of the media. Mr. Tete urged the authorities to, as a matter of urgency, pass the broadcasting bill into law to set standards and regulate the industry. The Omahin of Esikado traditional area, Nana Kobina Nketia, did not spare any chance to lash at the media, which he said is practicing irresponsible journalism, a situation, he said, sets wrong precedents for the younger generation who look up to the very politicians who receive daily bashing from a section of the media. The Omahin called for attention to be shifted to the bad roads, poor health care and the oil industry, among others. 5 individuals and an organization received honorary awards. They include Ambassador K.B. Asante, Professor Kwame Kakari, an investigative journalist Anas Arimiyao Anas, and Atlantis Radio. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.
The Journalist of the Year Flagship Award is given to the person who consistently shows throughout the year and the review higher standards of excellence in reporting, writing, and the show of professionalism. Kweku Owusu-Pipra, formerly of Joy FM, passed the test. For his award, he received a check for 3,000 500 Ghana cedis on the trip to the United States of America. He spoke to Radio Ghana.
None of the stories was easy to do. The calamity specifically, it came at the back of the unspecified number of people dying in the calamity pit at Dunkorn Offen. So I had to follow up and do more on that. So I went to Bon, and you can imagine I was standing in the calamity pit with about 200 calamity operators, and the mud in the pit was sliding and it was raining. So it brought me memories that what happened to them at the conflict would happen to us. And so I asked the people to move out of the pit, but they wouldn't move. They said, if you want to interview us right here where we die. So that's why the story was titled Black Sacrifice. And people, that women that are dying to be mothers, they get pregnant, they have to be carried on stretchers and be hauled for several hours before they get to the nearest hospital. I had an accident doing that story and all that. So it wasn't easy.
The Most Promising Journalist Award went to freelancer Manasseh Azuri Awoni. Radio Ghana's Dominic Longi and Edward Nyako of GTV were also awarded certificates and a plaque for qualitative reports. Some of the award winners shared their experiences with Radio Ghana.
I think it's a very humbling experience and a demonstration that hard work and toil pays. When I started doing all these things, my motivation was not the award, but the passion to excel in my chosen profession, which is journalism. That's what drove me. But now I think a new responsibility is now on me. The expectation is high, and I think I would work hard, do better than I've done.
I am happy, and I believe GBC is also happy for me for winning the award, bringing honor to GBC. It has not been an easy job. This is a story I did on bribery on our road. You know, this is a very difficult issue when it comes to transport in the West African sub-region. This year is my second year of winning the Best Radio News Reporter.
Well, this is my second award in this year, and I feel very elated to be chosen for this particular award. I think that for me, it's a step in the right direction to want to begin to impact other people, to also chop the same successes, especially when it comes to my organization. It took a lot of pain, you know, to get this award.
Some journalists who were honored for excellent reports are the 16th GJA Awards in Accra.